Stories from the Past. Stories from the lives of the infallibles. Stories from different parts of the world. On the Lantern.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah, dear listeners. This is The Lantern, and thank you very much for joining us on this brand new episode of the show. Coming to you not live from the studios of IRRB English Radio. As human beings, or as creatures who a great aspect of their existence is material and pertains to a world that can only be perceived through the physical senses, we are very much obsessed with our appearance. And to an extent, it's totally okay. I mean, we have numerous ahadith where which relate that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and the rest of the Ahlul Bayt alayhim assalam would, you know, they would take care of themselves. They'd have skincare routine, hair routine. They would wear perfume. They would check themselves out in the mirror, groom themselves. You know, they were always well kept and well groomed, and you know, tried to look their best in public, at home, for their loved ones, for their wives, for their family members, and that's totally fine. Islam is totally against scruffiness, untidiness, unstylishness. And it encourages us to take good care of our appearance, and it acknowledges that aspect as a part of our identity and how we are recognized in society. However, everything is best in moderation. Because we are material beings, it's really easy for us sometimes to get too obsessed with the apparent physical material aspect of our existence, which if we really ponder upon is actually the smaller portion of who we are. And as much as Islam encourages us to take care of our appearance and take care of our bodies and take care of our physique and this and that, it very much opposes the notion, the idea, the culture of measuring someone's worth and determining their value based on those material aspects. Let's listen to a short story. And I love the story, especially because it involves puppies. But let's listen to it, and maybe we'll get a better idea of what we're trying to discuss here. And we'll be right back.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, in the name of Allah, the Most Compassionate, the Most Merciful. Dear friend, salam. So welcome to this episode of Lantern. Today we have a new story. Let's see what's our story for today. Puppies for Sale. A sign above a shop read, "Puppies for Sale." Signs like these have a way of grabbing the attention of the children. A small boy, upon seeing the sign, entered into the shop asking, "How much are you selling the puppies for?" The store owner said, "Anywhere from $30 to $50. The little boy removed all the money he had from his pocket. "See, I have $2.37, he said. "Can I please look at them?" The shop owner smiled and whistled. From the kennel, five cute puppies ran out, One puppy was lagging considerably behind. Pointing at the dog, the little boy asked, "What is wrong with that one?" The shopkeeper explained, "The hip socket of the puppy is missing. At least, that is what the veterinarian said. It will never walk properly again." The little boy cheered with excitement. "That is the puppy that I want to buy." "You don't have to buy that dog. You can have it for free." The little boy was upset. He looked up at the shop owner and said, "I don't want you to give him to me. That dog is of equal worth as the rest of the dogs. I'll give you $2.37 now and 50 cents a month until I have him fully paid for." The shopkeeper replied, "Are you sure you want this dog? It is never going to walk, run, or play with you." The little boy lifted one side of his pants up, exposing his crippled legs supported on a big metal brace. He looked up at the shop owner and softly replied, "Well, I don't run so well myself, and the little puppy will need someone who understands. There is no greater disability in society than the inability to see a person as more." There was an interesting quote by Robert M. Hensel, and that is a good ending for today's episode. I invite you to listen to the continuation of this program, Lantern, from IRIB English Radio.
The Lantern.
Under the light of lantern, we'll look at the story which indicates a moral aspects of our life.
All right, so maybe this was too philosophical of a spin on or an interpretation of a very lighthearted, simple, Hallmark chicken soup for the soul sort of story, but it's good to have an analytic, critical view of everything that comes our way, because it helps us find deeper meaning to every situation. Children do this a lot, by the way. Children, because they're still so innocent, and that fitrah that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has entrusted us with is still so pristine and pure and clean. It's untainted, it's unpolluted, uncorrupted, undistorted still. They can very much more easily tap into that moral. They can more easily see the world through, I don't want to say rose-colored glasses, but that sibgha, if we pretend for a moment for the sake of the expression, that Allah's sibgha, the color which Allah paints the world with, is rosy, then yes, their world is a bit more rosy, and it's a nicer, merrier place to reside in. And often we see how children can very much more easily make friends with others, regardless of how they look, how tall, how short, to a certain age. And then they are corrupted enough by society and the negative, toxic mindset of their parents, of their environment, of the media. And then they slowly begin to judge, they slowly begin to bully, they slowly begin to express really mean, really cruel comments about people's appearances or the way some person speaks or the way some person walks or their eyes or this or that. But in the case of children, they don't see color, they don't see disabilities, they don't see differences. They just think to themselves, well, he or she's my friend. Or they just want to relate to something and they see themselves in the other thing and it makes it precious for them. It makes it worthy. It makes it cherishable. Now imagine if we could maintain that way of thinking that we all had when we were kids. I mean, after all, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said that children are not born Christian, Jewish, or anything. They're born pure and clean, and then they're taught certain doctrines and ideologies and dogmas. Some are toxic, some are, you know, pretty wholesome. And then they develop a worldview, and then their personality and their approach toward others is based on that. So imagine if we could maintain that innocence and expand our minds to be able to, okay, maybe not see myself in another, but see God. How about that? Thank you for being with us. Wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
That was all for today. Thank you very much for joining us. Inshallah, we continue this topic on the next episode. Till then, may Allah bless all of you. Fi amanillah. Ala bi dhikrillahi taqma'innul qulub.